30th November 2009. This is the Underline Podcast. Way, I'm Jan Rees, that your semi kind of host.
I'm James Knight, that guy who does sport and shouts.
I'm John Windsor, that guy who also does sports and occasionally weather where we can be asked.
Exactly. So once again, for the second time, Matt is not here. What does anyone actually know why he's not here?
Revision for marks.
All right.
Winner is marks.
Don't know.
At
the same time as ours.
Right.
Oh.
But I don't think we really care as much as
them. No. So, well, how is everyone today?
Cool. I've played on Boggle like 40 times.
I am. James has been playing Boggle. He's had like a Boggle marathon yesterday with his brother.
God, it was annoying.
How'd
it
go?
Well, I beat him obviously every time. But he was like, can I have our word? And it's like, but a word that's spelled with a C and he's got like a P instead or something.
Nice, so Boggle Adventure with James.
Cool.
John,
I'll give
you a note.
I'm fine, thanks. I went on Newport with yesterday.
No mention in Facebook or
that
MSN.
That was quite boring. And then just spent the rest of my night on Facebook and MSN.
Awesome.
Oh, I also watched the rugby with Shane, it'd be shit, no.
Oh, yeah, the rugby.
We'll
talk about that for sport.
Yeah.
Okay, so on today's show. Whoa. Obviously, we got TVMG. TV, we're talking about something. I forgot. It's Strictly Come Dancing. Music, we're talking about Robbie Williams' engagement. Movies, we're talking about Thingy. Movies, we're going to be talking about music.
Yeah.
No, we're going to be talking about Laura Biden Citizen, and we have a clip from a while ago of Matt reviewing Paranormal Activity. And then for news, something about Bin Laden, I don't know. Gaming, we're talking about possibly the worst Wii game ever. What's new in the life
farm?
That's not even a Wii game. That's Modern Warfare Reflex. What's new in the life of
Ryan Styles,
and we're gonna have our weekly rant slash discussion, and we're gonna be talking about three things. Right, it is wheelchair rugby, which James has brought up previously. ITV shows that, you know, the primetime shows like I'm Celebrity and the shit ones according to John, like I'm Celebrity and X Factor, and James.
Oh shit! I'm gonna just chat the Ripper.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that, and we might have and sport obviously as well, as we said. So let's kick things off with TV. Hang on, if I copy and paste the link. Who wants to read this?
Go on, John.
Yeah, John, you can read about Strictly Come Dancing, because you're obviously Strictly Come Dancing's number one fan.
So yeah, what beast it is, isn't it? Natalie Cassidy eliminated from Strictly Come Dancing. What is it, like fucking death race now, is it? Eliminated!
Elimination!
Natalie Cassidy and dance partner Vincent Simone have been eliminated from BBC One's Strictly Come Dancing.
They've been annihilated from the competition.
They were up against Ricky Whittle and his partner Natalie Lowe in the dance-off. With Whittle, I have no idea. With Whittle taken to the floor a day after being arrested in Liverpool. The 29-year-old Hollyoaks actor was bailed over an alleged assault on a photographer in the city centre. I read this in the newspaper. Apparently he like ran him over or something. His Dodge whatever.
That's
it was.
That's a bit more than a
Dodge Ram.
So, but no one's actually watching Strictly Come Dancing though, really. None of us really are.
No.
I think people are actually paying attention to. Well, ironically, we just said a couple of minutes ago that ITV shows a bit crap, but you know, more people watching that than this even more crap.
Yeah, but the thing is, most people who watch it are old. I mean, like Bruce Forsyth, and he's like dead.
You're pretty good at opening the microphone, John.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. I'm sorry. Ah, oh, John's sad now. I'm sorry. Anyway, to cheer John up, we're gonna.
Have a sing song.
We'll do that later.
Yeah. Dance, right?
I will dance.
And we'll call you dancing.
And then we'll post it on the internet.
Yeah.
Blogs.
James, what's your thoughts on Strictly I'm Dancing?
Why the fuck is? Why? Is it just so old women can go, oh, I finished knitting, now I watch Strictly Come Dancing and watch bloody Bruce Forsyth die of bloody swine flu or something. And then have some woman who we don't understand because she's younger than 80 on the show hosting it.
Yeah. Thanks for that, James. John, you pretty much said that you would pretty much hate the show.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's shocking. Same as any other reality
best
show.
Best justification ever.
Any other celebrity reality show, just people who are unknown trying to win back their fame. And then everyone will go, oh yeah, you know, this person won Strictly Come Dancing. Oh, I remember him.
Do you want to be a good celebrity reality show?
What?
Celebrity death boxing. You know, they have like this bloody actor from bloody, you know, Crossroads or something. Even if they still watch it, yeah. And then they have bloody Mike Tyson. You have to try and beat them. And if they beat them, they get like 50 quid or something.
Yeah, it's like a weekly event. They spend their whole week in a cage training. and they're
fed is pineapples all week, nothing else. Except for some bread. And
their personal trainer is Stephen Fry.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like a fantastic... Send that to...
ITV, are you listening? You'll get breakdowns because of that.
Exactly, yeah. All right, well done, guys.
Just have Mickey from Rocky as their personal trainer. That'd be funny.
All right, now to music. We're going to talk about Robbie Williams. And I'll read this, and then we'll...
Have... Robbie Williams.
Has he stopped stripping his skin off now?
Yeah, I'm not sure if you've seen it, but in the Rock DJ video, the uncut version, he rips off all his skin.
And then he starts like having a nice jig, like on like a pedestal
his
with no
skeleton.
Skin on.
I know, so. Right, okay. So Robbie Williams denies engagement. Robbie Williams has said that he is not engaged to his girlfriend, despite his mother appearing to confirm the news. Under the heading Robbie and. What's that?
Ada.
It's a crazy name. Are they or aren't they? On his official website, Williams simply wrote, "Hey all, we are not engaged, Rob."
It's a bit vague, isn't it? Alright, we're not engaged. I don't know who we're on about, but it's just us. Is someone hacking into his account?
Yeah, probably is, that's right.
He went on the internet in Starbucks and someone hacked him in the corner.
Speculation began when the singer made an off-the-cuff proposal to Ada Field on an Australian radio show. That's a bit of an obscure, you know, way to propose, really, isn't it?
Right, we're on Australian radio, right? It's the breakfast show, you know, loads of people going to work. Right.
Welcome to Kangaroo Daily. Come on, we're gonna feist up your mood.
In like the advert in between the Steve Irwin Memorial Show, Ebody, you know, proposes to her. And
we interrupt this Robbie Williams interview to bring you a Steve Irwin Memorial. Steve Irwin was a good man. He lived. Anyway, now back to Robbie Williams. So yeah, Robbie Williams, what's your thoughts on the guy, John? You hate him?
Yeah.
Why's that?
It's annoying.
You don't like his music?
No.
No, he's starting to get a bit more popular now because he appeared on Jonathan Ross and everything. He's making this huge comeback, a bit like Take That.
Wow. Appeared on Jonathan Ross. That makes everyone famous, that is, doesn't it?
He's like, oh yeah. No, I'm not getting back with Take That, right? Nothing's happening. And then they clearly had footage of him going into a recording studio with them.
That's,
because they got at the same recording studio doesn't mean they're recording together. Does it, John?
It is.
They could be recording two separate albums in the same studio.
Not at all.
Alright, yeah. Alright, so, anyway, now on to movies. Now we're going to play the review that Matt recorded. I think it was last night. It was about 3 in the morning, so if we sound almost dead, that's the reason why. So here's Matt's review of... what the hell was the film called again? Paranormal Activity. Here we go. And there we go.
Thanks, Matt.
That was awesome.
Matt, that was legendary.
That was amazing.
Now, real quick, to expand upon the movies thing, James, you like 300, didn't you?
Yes, it was a very good film.
And Jared Butler was pretty... He was a good actor, but he shouted a lot. Do you think so?
He's Scottish. What do you expect? And he's like, yes! Yes! Captain, have my apple! I must go and build a body of walls!
Body of walls.
Yeah, man. Body of walls. That's how it happened in 300, alright?
So now Jared Butler is appearing in a new film called... what's it called?
Law Abiding Citizen.
So now James is going to give you the lowdown on Law Abiding Citizen.
Is it 18, so you can't watch it?
Yeah, it's bad for your eyes.
Jared Butler... Well, from all I've seen on the trailer, he stands in the middle of a road with a pickup truck behind him. Law Abiding Citizen. Jared Butler stars here as an inventor... concocts an elaborate revenge plan after the man who killed his wife and child escapes legal justice on a technicality. Nasty fates are threatened not only for the murderer but for everyone who helped him to get off, including Jamie Foxx. Even when Butler's mastermind is imprisoned, his hit list victims keep meeting gruesome ends. How does he do it? Well, the explanation is ridiculous, and Butler has no charisma or manner, so it's a bit harsh, isn't it, you know? But basically, you can't shout, so the film's crap.
That's it. Alright, Jared, alright, you were brilliant in 300, only thing right, I didn't really like the shouting. What?! How can I not shout?!
No, basically, right, what they did, they thought, right, we won't have Christian Bale, because he shouts, we'll have Gerard Butler instead, he shouts a little less.
Christian Bale and Gerard Butler. If you want an action film, just put them in there. They're sure to shout a little bit and kill some people. It's gonna be great.
And the final line of this review is a depressing case of torture porn methods infecting another genre.
What a lovely description there.
But the only thing I've ever seen is him shooting some turrets and being knelt down in the middle of a road. So that's probably what happens in Law Abiding Citizen.
What's your thoughts on Gerard Butler, John?
Yeah, I like him.
Nice.
What else was he in?
He was in PS I Love You, where everything shouted in that.
he was in Gamer, so he probably had a chance to shout every now and then in that film.
Playing cards.
Bit being controlled by like an 8-year-old American who sat in his house, just finished watching Oprah Winfrey or something.
Alright, so here we go. That's all for movies. Now, onto the bit that everyone loves. It's the most depressing part of TVMG, or TVMMG, whatever you want to call this little segment. It's the news! And, okay. Pakistan must help break Al-Qaeda, says Brown. John, do you want to read this?
Alright.
No, you send it.
Right, pretend you're just Scottish and you've got one eye.
Gordon Brown has told the BBC that Pakistan must do more than... just do more to break the Al-Qaeda and find Osama bin Laden. Questions must be asked about why nobody has been able to spot or detain or get close to the Al-Qaeda leader, the Prime Minister said.
Do you know why that is?
Because he's fucking out of
here. No, do you know why that is?
Because he's a bomber.
Because bin Laden looks like exactly the same as everyone else in Pakistan. To be honest.
Yeah.
There is no difference between...
Yeah.
Basically, that's Pakistan.
No.
Unless you're like 12.
We're very...
we're experiencing problems. Sorry.
This brings us on to a racist time with the Iron Reason James.
Da-da-da-da-da-da! So, those blacks, man. What's up with them? Right, so... I think I'd replace what you said with some happy verses from some children's songs or something.
Yeah, can we have a Jack and Jill went up the hill instead?
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you think that they haven't found bin Laden yet, John?
Because he's hiding.
Very well.
Well done. Did he play a big game of hide and seek with him, right? You go and hide up there, and we'll come and find you at some point.
What are your thoughts on the guy?
I don't know, yeah.
It should be more like in the Eminem video, they go and find him and they just start having a rave before, you know, they capture him or whatever.
La 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 la.
Can you imagine that if it was actually D12 who found bloody bin Laden? They walk through this cave, also be a good place for a music video, is bin Laden behind a library of books with an AK-47. Does he always have that AK-47 in every film that he's done?
Bin Laden's pretty much screwed up this whole decade. Speaking of which, it's almost the end of the decade, we haven't even talked about that. John, what has been your favourite moment of this entire decade?
Any second now.
I don't know, there's been quite a few.
Come on,
give me
one. Yeah.
I don't know. The millennium was quite exciting.
Well, was this millennium that one where Billy Connolly ran through London naked? Was that the millennium?
I don't remember.
Wait, was this millennium the one with Billy Connolly? Yeah. In the year 1000, right? Billy Connolly started running.
Billy Connolly's like great aunties, nans, uncles, brother's sister decided to run around London naked.
Nice.
Right. Sherlock Holmes was like, "Oh, you can't do that. Get back to your house."
Alright, so there we go. How long have we been going for? Well, that's about that's about 16 minutes. So we're about halfway through, which leads us on to everyone's favourite part. Everyone loves this thing. People like,
she like creams over this.
It's not like people have emailed us and complained that we speak about this too much.
Yeah, no way, not at all. Everyone loves gaming. So
let's do it. Alright, so here we go. Gaming.
Nintendo, the worst Wii game ever. Bethesda's futuristic racer, Wheel Spin, is the worst Wii game ever, with a boot up the arse score of 11% in official Nintendo magazine. Do you think there's a Nintendo, like you, would be sat there, give this game a boot up the ass score. What does that mean? Is the higher the score, the more it's gonna like really shock you? Like, if you're getting a boot up the ass to get off this set either from playing this game. It's the lowest rating in the mag ever given to a Wii game. Beating previous record holder Hotel for Dogs, which got 12. Christ. It's worse than Hotel for Dogs. Ant and Dec are going to be in an advert playing on this.
Wii games are pretty much renowned for being pretty crap, to be honest. So now even we've got the worst Wii game of all time. Wii games are terrible to begin with. This is pretty much the Antichrist of gaming, ladies and gentlemen. This is, do not buy this game, whatever you do.
This would be like if someone, no, I'm not going to say. Like if someone with autism made a game and they thought, right, I know, we'll make a racing game. How does this work? All right, I know. You drive up there, and then the track disappears, and then you fall, and that's the end. That's wheel spin.
I'm sure an autistic person could. I'm actually pretty sure an autistic person worked on Fallout, to be honest. So screw you, man.
Was it Weiser?
It was not him. John, what are your thoughts on the Wii?
Because you've had it for a while now, and. Starting to get a little bit bored.
Yeah.
Told you should have got an Xbox. So.
You kind of consider it to get an Xbox.
My birthday,
now.
Yeah.
So, Wii gamers are getting a little bit bored now. But don't worry, Ant and Deck got it covered with those adverts. So.
I might buy you this game.
Ant and Deck might pop to your local pub and ask you for a Wii challenge at some point instead of playing darts with you or drinking Guinness.
Invade your personal privacy.
Yeah, man.
And Shavu like, oh no, but I've got a 360. Like, then I'm gonna go home and play on my box.
Play on my Warfare 2. And then Ant and Deck will catch a cab and be like, you that cabby from an advert that we was in. You that cabby. Wanna play me again, yeah? Play me on this bloody Wii play like.
What's your name, man? What's your team attack? Oh, Frumspur, are you banned?
No, man, I'm not, okay. Like.
Alright, now, that's Smirch, all the random noise.
It's an handguns in COD. It's an handguns in COD, yes.
Okay.
That's how they can make wheel spin better, have some handguns.
That's all for gaming, ladies and gentlemen. Right, now it's time for sport. What are we going to talk about again? I forgot. Wales rugby.
Shit.
So let's. I think we should sing this together. Sport, sport, sport,
sport, sport, sport,
sport, sport, sport.
With James and Joel.
Yeah, awesome, nice one, guys. So Wales did rugby stuff.
Wales did rugby stuff.
When was this? It was Friday.
Yesterday.
Oh, was it? Oh, crap. So how did we do?
Shit.
Alright.
But basically, right? They thought, right? I know we're playing like you know possibly the best team in the world. We'll play shit than we did against like the worst team going. So.
The Wales have been doing very good recently, which is quite.
It's because they got all these fannies with all loads of makeup on, and they go into a tattle and they like break their back or something.
Oh no, my head.
Shane Williams like run 2 foot and then broke his thigh or some shit like that.
Right. Oh my god. So who actually against we were against
Australia.
So and they're all right on
it. It was like 10 minutes in the second half where we played. We actually played quite good and almost scored a couple of tries.
But basically, all Australia did was every time someone from Wales came up, and they just bloody firemen slammed them over their head and just stamped on their bollocks and picked the ball up and run. One of the Wales players was getting that pissed. Someone's leg was on the ball, so he stamped on it twice and then just stamped on his face and then picked the ball up and run away. Rather than playing rugby to try and score, just stand on people's faces.
Anyone know the final score?
33-12, isn't it?
Right. Well,
it was funny as though, right, when it was like Welsh players trying to run through them, right, but they were just like Australian players just stood there, and they were like desperately trying to get past, like, nah, it's not happening, mate, like, nah.
So, I think, alright, we need to, three of us, right, all together, we need to think of a solution, or, like, of what we need to do to improve Wales's performance. I'll go first, and then we'll go around, okay? Alright, personally, I think that Warren Gatland needs to take some heroin, and that'll, like, you know, stimulate all his cells and everything, and that'll get all the people thinking, and everyone, you know, bouncing up and down, and then it'll give the players heroin as well, and the coach, and then there'll be twice the energy. So, maybe I'll put some influence on it. James, what's your solution to help make Wales a better team?
You'll need to go to one of those Blood Runs Black Gate and get in the middle of the mosh pit and do a wall of death.
Good solution then. How about you, John?
They need to organize games with shitter teams.
Yes,
let, They should like play against Japan. That's one thing Japan can't do is play rugby.
They didn't actually do that.
I remember Wales played against Japan once.
Wales beat them like 80-0.
We were.
The Japanese were just like.
Can I
use some sort of handheld device to control how this works? No, art.
Oh no, what we do now?
I get PlayStation to have me. Right, so that's all for sport. Thanks, guys.
Now, what's new in the life of Ryan Stiles?
You may remember him from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Both the British version and the American version. So what's new?
I like the American version of that show.
I quite liked it.
I prefer the British version just because.
I started watching the British version first though, which is why.
That tends to be
the main thing with most things. Like if you watch the
first Star Wars trilogy first,
yeah,
exactly.
Like
the last one.
And you go, oh, this is disappointing, isn't it? What's happened to like video footage? And it's like really shit quality, isn't it?
That's basically what I was like.
So anyway, digressing from Star Wars, right? We don't need to talk about Star Wars. Well, Star Wars is awesome. But we don't need to talk about that right now.
Is Ryan Stiles in Star Wars?
Yeah, we need to go.
Is Ryan Stiles a Wookiee in Star Wars?
He could be. He looks like one. Right. So, what's new? What's been new in
the life of Ryan Stiles, then, Jay?
He currently plays Heb Two and a Half Men.
Heb Melnick on the CBS comedy Two and a Half Men. What else has he been up to? He's
he's an Astro Boy. He's the voice of Mr. Pistachio. So basically, he's the voice actor of someone whose name is Astro Nut.
It's Astro Boy, so it's like an anime they turned into a film. I cannot believe that Ryan Stiles has anything to do with this. He doesn't seem like the person who'd be in like a freaking anime. What else has he been doing? No? I'm not going on the extra.
Clicked on.
Sorry about that.
The extra.
Since 2004, Stiles has been seen as a recurring character as the Herb guy in Two and a Half Men. He was in Hot Shots.
He's done an ad campaign for Play School, talking to playful toddlers in a manner as if they were adults.
Guest star in Reno 911.
That's awesome.
Apparently, he said to a baby, "Where do you see yourself in 18 months?"
That's he got some problems. He's breaking into kindergartens and asking all the kids. what do you think you're going to be? What do you think your job's going to be?
Miss Wilkinson's over the nursery now over there, but Ryan Stiles breaks in. Oh, what are you kids doing? What are they going to be doing in 18 months? Are they going to start working, get some money in their pockets, or?
I'm almost on my bloody pension, right? He's just freaking out the money.
Right, but so you need to keep the economy rolling, these little kids. Finish country.
It seems to be a recurring theme with most of the people on What's New in the Life of that they haven't really been doing much since what people remember them from.
Since their heyday, basically.
So, we wish Ryan Stiles the best, breaking into kindergartens.
How long are we going for now? Right, that's about enough.
I think, actually, we'll just to cut down on time, we'll do two of these. Is that okay?
Yeah. Alright.
So, wheelchair rugby, quick mention. What is this, James?
Basically, in the Paralympics, instead of having swimming or whatever, because obviously they can't swim, they have wheelchair rugby.
Swimming though.
Do they?
Yeah.
I never watch it because I didn't think they could do it, but anyway.
Jesus Christ, James, how many offensive things you want to say on this episode? Like, what are you doing? Like, you mean racist a bit here? Now you're saying that disabled people can't swim?
No, but what I meant is that the disabled people in wheelchairs couldn't swim.
Yes, they can. They can build like the things on, rip off the things from what are they called, hover boats, and then
we'll give them a propeller so they can swim with it, is it? All right, then we'll mention this as well. Propeller swimming for the Paralympics. But anyway, wheelchair rugby is just like an insane form of rugby where loads of people in wheelchairs in a sport all go nuts and start crashing into each other and robbing bloody rugby ball from the middle of the field.
You've actually seen it being done.
Yeah. It's like, if you go on BBC One and you press a red button and you scroll down, it's like right at the bottom, it's just wheelchair rugby. And just loads of white men just running into each other and jumping off their wheelchairs and attacking each other.
Anyone want to see some, that sounds like something from the friggin', if anyone's seen the film Brazil, then that sounds like something you'd see on there. Now, ITV shows, we're talking about the main primetime shows that we mentioned earlier, X Factor and I'm a Celebrity. We always rant about this stuff, but we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of everything now. So, I'm a Celebrity, what's everyone's thoughts?
Basically, they put Jordan on, they're thinking, right, everyone knows who she is, now she's fucked off, no one knows who anyone is. And basically, they made someone dress up as a turkey and drop some eggs in a pot to get people to watch it.
That's gross.
And they got that Joe Buckner guy who basically didn't beat Muhammad Ali twice. He went all the way and then lost.
That makes you a celebrity now. If you don't beat someone up, then you're a celebrity.
Oh! I faced Mike Tyson, but he knocked me out in the first round. I'm famous now, right?
Yeah. Wasn't there like a rumor going around that Jed Wood might have been in I'm a Celebrity?
No, apparently Jed Wood was going to host the next series of it or something, take over from Ant and Deck.
That'd be terrible.
Ant and Deck would just come in and push him off the side.
What's your thoughts on I'm Sorry Then, John?
Like I said, with
and everything else on this album.
With Strictly Come Dancing, just a chance for celebrities to regain their fame.
Exactly, yeah.
For like them to win, right, and then go, yeah, you know, in, like when Kerry Katona won it, you know, everyone forgot about her.
And then she appeared on an Iceland advert.
Then she won that, and since then she's been doing Iceland adverts.
And then she
started
cocaine.
Doing cocaine.
So and then she started doing them both, and then going nuts, at like swearing at the person doing the advert because they weren't looking at their face or something. So.
Yeah, but I watched one episode of I'm a Celebrity this year, and it was the one where I'm that woman from Kim and Aggie.
Yeah.
And
Kim,
that Joe bloke, where like
the one who lost to Muhammad Ali
twice.
That,
yeah. They were having that like drinking competition thing, and then she like threw up everywhere, and he was just like knocking them back, like,
I think the only positive about I'm a Celebrity compared to Strictly Come Dancing is that there's not all soap stars on I'm a Celebrity. Everyone on Strictly is a soap star, but they're like from the soaps that no one watches, like Home and Away. I think my mum is the only person in Wales
who watches Home and Away.
Brandon.
There's a kid in our school who absolutely loves Home and Away.
And Doctor Who.
Can you really call him a kid though? He's fucking massive.
Alright, well, we've already finished talking about X Factor in like five other episodes, seeing how much we hate it.
We still hate it. Nothing's changed.
Jed would have shocking. Jed would have gone, so the credibility's gone.
Probably when things get even more, you know, like things start heating up even more when we get to the final, we'll start talking about what we think's gonna happen. But for now, pretty much everything's still the same.
Basically, on the final, I never pay attention because I'm always wrapping Christmas presents instead of watching it.
Yeah, same thing. Oh, Christmas is coming up. Everyone looking forward to that?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hopefully I won't get a closing guitar over this year. I might actually get something else.
Yeah, you didn't have a very good Christmas last year.
No, bollocks. I spent Christmas Eve watching Pimp My Ride and then watching watching Jeremy Clarkson. That's how shit it was.
How about you
then,
John?
Usually I go at my bands. Alright. And then get some money and
last year.
Didn't
they learn how to make a pot noodle last year, John?
That was Snow Day, that was like January.
So yeah, well, Christmas special will be coming up soon, that'll be quite cool. So that's pretty much been it. Nothing else to do except for...
What's going to happen at the end of X Factor in the final episode?
What?
Dermot O'Leary's going to get so excited, right, that he's going to jack up on heroin and go fucking nuts, right? When the winner is announced, he's going to slaughter everyone.
With a chainsaw.
Yes. That's it from the Underlying Podcast.
Nothing less. Oh wait, no, shout outs first. James, your shout out first.
Jared Butler, hopefully you'll make another good film except for 300.
Yeah, that's really good. So Jared Butler, if you're listening, be good. John?
Be good.
That person I know. Dan. Danielle.
That person.
Saturday Dan.
No,
not Dan. Dan's mum. Anthony Trace.
Tracy, right. I've been meaning to do this for 3 weeks because she's been pestering me to do it, Vicky, because Matt did it last week so I can get the same shout out. So thank freak for that I can do it. I hope you're freaking happy now. Right, so
let's... Vic, if you send an email complaining now, we are going to rip your head off. not literally.
We're going to rip your head off. So
I was going
to
be nice.
So that's been it for the Underline Podcast. Listen to all our shows, our newer shows. Go to underline.podomatic.com or underline.co.nr to listen to our archive of past shows. Or older shows, go to theulp.podomatic.com. And if you would like to send us some fan mail, anything you want, write to underlinepodcast@hotmail.co.uk. I've been Ian Reese.
I've been James Knight.
I was John Windsor, then I changed.
What's your name now? Are you Matt Curtis?
No.
Well, speaking of Matt Curtis, we're gonna have one of Matt's songs to play us out. This is Lemon Flavored Jigsaw by Sora Dolphin. I'm sure you're laughing at the name. I know it's pretty crazy, but it's a good song. It's Lemon Flavored Jigsaw to play us out. Good night, everyone. This has been the Online Podcast. Bye bye.
Bye. I love you, Tracy. Thank you.
I actually think Bin Laden is hiding underneath one of those pipes, as you see in like the Mario games. So it'd be kind of like Mario running and be like, oh, look at the pipe! And he jumps up, doot, 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 falls to the bottom, and then when he's in the cave, he's like, oh, hello, hello, man! And then there'd be Osama there, and he'd be like, ah, sounds pretty plausible.